Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. I'm Anthony Davis. This is Explained from 5 Minute News. A second Donald Trump presidency could spell the end of democracy in America and prove devastating for the world order. Not my words, but the words of Adam Kinzinger, the Republican former congressman who has warned of what is to come if Donald Trump is re-elected. Kinzinger said the best case scenario is a completely inept, ineffective government. The worst case scenario is, well, in his 4-year term, he didn't understand what he was doing. He was trying to survive, and he actually listened to people around him. Now he's going to put people around him that share his views, that will only reaffirm his views. And frankly, some of these people, Adam Kinzinger says, are pretty smart, and they know how to work around the Constitution or around the law to bring these authoritarian measures in. The point I want to make here, in addition to Adam Kinzinger's warning, is that Adolf Hitler was duly elected in Germany. And the election of these dictators is done in a subtle way. They don't really kind of bring the full force of their authoritarianism whilst they're electioneering. But once they get elected, then the floodgates open and their true views come to the fore. Well, we've been given warnings about Donald Trump, but just how far will he go? We know, courtesy of Project 2025, the Heritage Foundation's plan for Donald Trump's presidency, that it will dismantle the administrative state and replace civil servants with Donald Trump loyalists, meaning that in every department, the only mindset, the only thinking will be that of far-right Christian nationalism policy, which will mean undoubtedly a nationwide ban of abortion. Undoubtedly, now they're talking about the banning of contraception, and consequently, therefore, people will be forced to have pregnancies. It sounds like the stuff of The Handmaid's Tale, a dystopian future, but it's a reality if Donald Trump is elected. But my greatest concern, and we've seen it a little bit with the war in Ukraine and in Gaza, all that can be traced back to Donald Trump destabilizing these regions, attempting to extort Vladimir Zelensky, taking the side of Vladimir Putin, and even in Jerusalem, relocating the US embassy there. You know, Donald Trump is dangerous because he doesn't understand how to keep the world safe. To him, it's what keeps him safe is good enough for him. What keeps him relevant, what keeps him wealthy. But actually, in terms of keeping the world at peace, not something he's really interested in. And so my concern is once elected, Donald Trump will then start to rekindle these relationships with the kind of countries that NATO allies have deemed dangerous. And as with Adolf Hitler in 1939, a world war could ensue. Now, this is not me trying to scare. This is me thinking practically, what are the effects of a second Donald Trump presidency? It's undoubtedly a world war, pitting countries against one another, pulling the US out of NATO, the alliance that was designed to protect the world from a third world war. I have no doubt that Donald Trump will side with the enemy and will turn allies, such as European nations, into new enemies of the state. And that in itself is something that we need to think about very seriously, because whilst we can jostle in the courts with things like a woman's right to choose and, you know, the issues of the judiciary, the Supreme Court and otherwise, things like, you know, international relations and diplomacy are very much down to one man, in the case of Donald Trump, as we know, cozying up to dictators, protecting his friends like Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong, and claiming that these people are, you know, he understands them, and by befriending them, then he will be protecting America. You know, political scientists who analyze and understand the way that this world order works. Why have we been safe for so long in the US? We've been safe for so long because Donald Trump has not been the president, other than those 4 years where he started to change relationships and claim that Russia ain't all that bad after all. You know, let's be clear, these countries that he claims to befriend have the most horrific human rights atrocities that Donald Trump completely ignores. He will not be drawn on Alexei Navalny, the opponent to Vladimir Putin in Russia, being executed by Vladimir Putin. He didn't get it right the first time with the poisoning on an aeroplane, so he did it in a Siberian prison. Donald Trump will not speak of this. He simply will not engage. He does not want to upset his friend Vladimir Putin. Putin is rooting for Donald Trump to be re-elected, as are these despot characters around the world, in Hungary and in Turkey and elsewhere. They are lending their support through right-wing channels, far-right channels, Christian nationalist channels. It's being done on every level, not just online, but in person. We're hearing it in the speeches from, you know, these extremist pastors who are trying to brainwash congregations to think that Donald Trump is the Messiah, and that despite all of these legal cases against him, Donald Trump is worthy of your vote. The short-sighted approach to this is not understanding how important democracy is, what it means. And I fear that people who don't really understand democracy and understand that they have been free in this country, free to vote and free of mainland war. The safety of the United States is because of the decisions made by presidents year after year. Relationships with other nations, membership of NATO, supportive of the United Nations, and even things like the Paris Climate Accord keep America safe, because it unifies nations together, means they have a common interest, a common goal, whether it be saving the planet or saving the world from war. And so we have to be absolutely clear what a vote or a win for Donald Trump will mean in November. It's not about being a Democrat or a Republican. It's not about being a snowflake or any of these terms. It's about maintaining the status quo, business as usual, your right to vote, and your right, ultimately, to feel safe in your own country. And if the world is in turmoil, if there are wars going on around the rest of the world, as they were in 1939 through 1945, you know, it does really fall to Europeans to remind Americans that a world war, whether it's happening in your country or far away, is not something that you should advocate for. And I know in my heart that Donald Trump would be excited to instigate something like this, to pit countries against each other, to take away support, US support from nations that need it. And he claims that he would want to walk away from NATO. I'm Anthony Davis. You can hear me on the 5-Minute News podcast, on Wednesdays co-hosting Uncovered, and on Sunday on The Weekend Show with Midas Touch.
This is Peter.
And this is Tom.
We want to tell you guys a little bit about our podcast. Tom and I met in college, became best friends, and then teachers almost 20 years ago. Sometimes school just does not allow us to elaborate on the topics that we find interesting, like the real shark attacks that inspired the movie Jaws, or the real historical context to Indiana Jones artifacts. Where does cereal come from? Or are zombies real? Does Ben Franklin really deserve to be on a $100 bill? On our podcast, just like in our class, there are no stupid questions.
Just two friends having a lighthearted conversation about history, pop culture, and the context of current events.
Listen to History Teachers Talking Podcast from Evergreen Network, anywhere you get your podcasts.